Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Wednesday night. It's 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. on the Pacific side, and we are here every Wednesday, live or replay at this time, with a good friend of ours. His name is Ray Gebauer. Ray Gebauer is a gentleman that I spoke to many years ago. First, I think it was as a result of a conference call that a friend of ours collectively called Kim Claver. She did, and Ray was building a network marketing company at the time, building a huge downline. I was impressed with who he was. We started doing some business together. Do you know how things go? We kind of lost touch for a little bit. Then I called him back a couple of years ago and asked him what he was up to, told him I wanted to bring him up to speed on what we were working on as well. And that led to the conversation of Building Fortunes Radio, where I said, you know, Ray, you're such a good guy and such a great host and all of those types of things. Maybe we could do a radio show every once in a while and share some of your level of expertise and give people the opportunity to hear you sling some sentences together so they see how great you are. And if they're interested in building and joining with you a home-based business, they'll be able to do that. So that's how it got started, turned into a regular radio show. And then it kind of morphed, if you will, into these radio shows that have what we call, or what Ray calls, acronyms. And acronyms, of course, you know, you take a letter, a form, a name, and kind of come up with a story behind it. Well, he started to do three radio shows per letter in these acronyms. And today, we're on the third G in the acronym ring, R-I-N-G. So that means we've done three of the R's, three of the I's, three of the N's, and now we're on the third G of the word ring. So if you're saying, oh, shoot, where are the other ones? You can go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Ray-Gebauer, and you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows because you'll find the ones that were the first ring and the second ring and all that sort of stuff, or the first R in the ring formula. You'll see it when you go there. So I just want to say thanks, Mr. Ray Gebauer, for your wonderful contributions and all the really cool things you do to make the world a better place. So thanks for being here.
Well, thank you so much, Peter. I couldn't be doing these shows without you, so thank you so much. And you're absolutely right. That's why we do things, because we believe that we can make a difference. We can make the world a better place, not just the world in general, but if you're listening, you've got to take this stuff personally. We can make your world a better place so that the rest of your life can be the best of your life, not just financially, but it's more important to be wealthy in other arenas, like wealthy in your relationships and wealthy in your knowledge and your wisdom and in your heart and in your love, you know, for God and others. And you know, I've come a long ways in my journey. I'm a double billionaire in terms of seconds. I live 2.2 billion seconds, which equates to almost 72 years. I'm glad I don't feel 72, but because I'm also a holistic health doctor, non-licensed, and written 12 books on health. I know quite a bit. I invest a lot of money in learning these things. The most important isn't what you know, it's what you do. You got to practice what you preach. So I practice what I preach. I live a really healthy lifestyle, and that's why I'm healthy. A lot of people, now they're paying the price. Now, when you're too casual, you're a casualty. So anyway, that's sort of the bigger picture. And Peter's right. I like to do acronyms. Initially because they made it easier for me to remember things, you know. And just came up with new acronyms just yesterday that I really like that I'm going to apply to my business. In fact, I'll tell you what it is. You know, we tend to, when you're involved in business, let's see, does this relate to my topic tonight here? Yeah, it does. We tend to use the the language associated with business, or neutral language, like, oh, we got to recruit people, we got to sign people up, you know, words like that. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it doesn't carry much impact. So what I tell people, don't talk about signing people up. I mean, say, you talk about helping people. We're going to help, I'm going to help 3 people to get going. Don't say, I'm going to recruit 10 people, I'm going to sign 10 people up, I'm going to help 10 people. And that has a much more of a positive feel to it, you know, rather than just a transactional. See, we want to have relationships and connections and projects that are not transactional, where everybody, you know, comes out, you know, ahead and everyone's even, but we want to arrange things so it's transformational, so everybody comes out way ahead. So along that line, I said, rather than referring to myself being in business, or I have a new business, I came up with an acronym, NLP, which commonly stands for Neuro-Linguistic Program. And interestingly, I'm involved in a business that deals with neural pathways in the brain, where it's instantly within seconds makes a huge difference in people's health. So that's sort of a nice corresponding element. But anyway, my NLP stands for Noble Love Project. So it's a project. What kind of project? It's a love project. What does love do? Love cares. Love connects. Love commits. Love creates value. Love gives. Love serves. Love helps. And so I like repositioning what I do rather than as a business. You know, business can have sort of a negative connotation. Some really big businesses that are not really good businesses. You know, run them by some bad people. So I like to move it out of that arena of talking business language. And let's talk about what we really want to do. We want to love people. And you love people by giving and serving and helping. So why not refer to what you do as a love project? You know, it's a noble love project, like a noble cause. So that's my new title for what I do. I'm involved in NLP, a noble love project. And it just feels a lot better. So anyway, for tonight, we're on the third G, so it's the 12th episode in this acronym. Started with R. I think the first show was on radiance, how you can be radiant, let your light shine in the dark world and make a difference. And so we got through like 11 different words. The last 2 weeks in the G words, we talked about being great. How do you become great? What does it mean? Why is it important? Last week my last episode was on growing, or how we need to grow in different ways. And this week, the word is another four-letter word. Before I announce it, I'm going to let Peter swing the bat, see if he can connect here and guess what we think it's going to be. It's pretty easy.
Well, if you can get it. It's going to be a four-letter word, so that kind of takes
your
out.
Clue, yeah.
That was my clue. Okay, so I was going to go for guidance or guide, but you said four letters, so I'm going to have to go for the absolutely perfectly safe guess, which is going to be goal, G-O-A-L. I hope.
Well, that's good. That was when I had mine. You need to set goals. I remember an article I wrote 20 years ago that talking about how goals can be a point of empowerment or a point of embarrassment. For most people, goals, if they're not done properly, end up being a point of embarrassment versus a point. They can be empowering, you know, but they have to be done properly. But this is just a real basic concept, and I already mentioned the word. I thought Peter might catch it. And the word for tonight is give. If you want to have a happier life and feel more fulfilled and satisfied and feel important and valued and significant, not to mention making more money, you've got to embrace the concept of giving or being a giver. give. Now, typically we think of, well, if you give something away, you have less. And that reveals a scarcity mentality. Like, let's say you're a farmer and you want to have a big harvest. Well, what do you do with your seed? Do you keep it? Safe. So you have to give it away and sow it into the ground. So temporarily you don't have what you gave, but what's the result? If you sow properly, intelligently, you get back, you know, 10, 20, 50, 100 times what you gave away. So giving, it doesn't necessarily mean that like you have less. It really can be a point of empowerment, enrichment, and there's different ways of giving. And sometimes we think of giving in terms of, like, you know, giving an offering, giving money. I'm not talking about that. I mean, that's appropriate as well. But here's the most important way to think of giving. Not in terms of what you do as a verb, but as a noun that becomes part of your identity. And now to do that, I have to add one letter. So I add an R at the end, and now I'm talking about give or giving. Let's talk about who you are. You are a giver. Well, at least you were meant to be a giver. And why is that important? Because in my belief system, if you want to optimize life and optimize sense of significance and just have a better life, you've got to operate under the highest ultimate universal principle in the universe, which is love. And love exists in four separate dimensions. It's like the Bible talks about loving with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Corresponding to those four words is caring, connecting, committing, creating value. And so if you're going to be a lover of God and other people, of caring, connecting, committing for what's best for everyone, and creating value, another word that encompasses all that is the word being a giver. So if we're going to be a lover, then you can't be a lover without being a giver. And so that's the way to enrich our lives and enrich others. So rather than taking like the word like giving and adding it to a list, oh yeah, I need to add that. No, it doesn't belong on a list. It belongs like inside of you. That's who you are. You were called by design to be a giver. And if just imagine what the world would be like if everyone had that mindset. Not the activity. Activity will come automatically. If that's who you are, I mean, some people, you know, they say, well, what do you do in your spare time? Well, I do running. Well, that's not necessarily who they are, but they say, well, I'm a runner. Oh, okay, that's a little different. So then now it's part of their identity. So when we embrace giving not as just a verb, something you do, but as who you are, as your identity, I am a giver, you know, I'm a lover, I'm a server, I'm a helper. You know, and you take these verbs and use them, convert them to nouns, that reinforces the true self of who you really are. That empowers you. So you're not just doing giving. You're giving people help. You're giving people support. You're giving people time. You're giving them attention. Well, but how often do you do that? Now, why do you do it? Are you doing it just to look good? I mean, so the activity itself, even though it's important, it's much more impactful and powerful and empowering for you when it comes automatically, because that's who you are. If you hold yourself to be a giver, well, then you can't help but give. That's who you are. You have to give because you're a giver. If you hold yourself as a lover of God and other people, well, then loving comes automatically because that's who you are. You're a lover. If you hold yourself as a servant, you're serving others, Well, as a servant, what does a servant do? Servant serves. It doesn't have to think, well, I need to make sure I give enough attention to serving. That's on my list. No, that's who you are. Or I'm a helper. I just help people. Why do I help people? Because that's who I am. I'm a helper. So love expresses itself, especially when you hold yourself in an identity way as a lover of God and others. It expresses itself in giving and being a giver. So being a giver in really well being a lover. So coming from that place, you're creating that mindset. Most people don't have that mindset. Giving is somewhere on the list, maybe. But if it's like who you are, then it becomes automatic. So now, how can you most intelligently give as a giver, because that's who you are, to make the biggest impact, the biggest difference? Well, one thing where it starts, and the same thing applies to love, the first step of love or being a giver is giving attention. Everything needs attention. Even your plants need attention. They thrive better if they get attention. So do your pets, especially your children, and especially your spouse. In any relationship, everyone needs attention. And so what, if you're going to be a giver, if you decide tonight, hey, I like that. I'm going to be a giver. I'm not just going to increase my giving more attention. I'm going to give attention because that's part of who I am. That's my identity. So you give people attention, more positive attention, not just you can give negative attention and criticize everything they do. Say, well, I'm just giving feedback. You know, it's constructive criticism, and that has its place, you know, for sure. But for the most part, we want to be giving people positive attention. We want to be giving, and it's a gift. It's a gift of love. So the business I'm doing now with Super Passes, this is a labor of love because I'm giving. I'm making a difference. It's a noble love project. It's all about giving and serving and helping people and making a phenomenal difference. I mean, like nothing I've ever seen before, where people are, it's not a supplement where you have to wait weeks sometimes, but seconds, because you're just resetting neural pathways in the brain. But anyway, so we want to be giving people positive attention. We need to be giving, being as a giver, giving appreciation that really empowers people. So if you're working with people in any way, including family members, the way to optimize the relationship, to optimize business activity, to optimize commitment and productivity, you got to give attention. You got to give appreciation. And the third one would be affirmation. I've talked about the three A's before, but it fits in so well right here. And included in that, when you give people attention, it means you're giving them time. You don't say, hey, go get them, Tiger. Good luck. I know you can do it. When you reach the top, give me a phone call. Then you won't get to first base. People need not just attention, but they need support. They need encouragement. They need you to speak in a way that they know that you are committed to them and say things that they know that you value them and that you love them, that you're there to help. Sometimes in my text messages, I end up putting my name and say, you're happy helper. So I'm holding, projecting myself in that identity. I'm a happy helper. I'm here to help. I'm not here just to use you to build my business. But together, we can make the world a better place, your world a better place, my world a better place, not just financially, but in terms of us feeling better about ourselves because we're doing good. We're helping people, making a difference. So the bottom line here, my main point here is you really, to optimize your life, you got to see yourself in terms of that identity, being a giver, and then give generously. Sometimes it's a place to give money, or give time, give help. Someone needs help moving, you know, and you give your time and energy. Now, also, we need to be a giver towards ourselves. We need to give ourselves grace when we fall flat on our face, when we make mistakes. I mean, how many of you can think of one time where you've made at least one big mistake? Usually, myself, lots of mistakes. And in fact, to have success, the most successful person will make the most mistakes. It's just part of the process. But some people, they associate mistake with pain. And the subconscious thinking is, man, I've had enough pain in my life. I don't need any more pain. So let's play it safe. I'm not going to take any risks to avoid, minimize pain. But with no potential pain, there's no potential gain. You've got to get in the game. If you don't get in the game, you can't score. Yeah, but what if I strike out? What will people think of me? I'd be a little embarrassing to strike out. It'd be better to strike out than being on the bench. And what if you don't strike out? You might strike out 3 times in a row, 10 times, and then you hit a home run, get on base or whatever. And so you want to give yourself grace and forgive yourself. Don't say, well, I'm just a screw, I'm a loser. I can't do this because, I blew it again. Well, so what? How many times was Edison wrong on what he tried to find as the right filament for a light bulb? I don't know. I keep hearing 10,000 times, something like that. He didn't try like 25 times. Okay, well, enough is enough. This isn't going to work. I mean, 10,000 times. And so we need to give ourselves space and grace. We need to give ourselves attention, positive attention. We need to pay attention to our health. That is, as a giver, give yourself, attention. Give attention to taking care of your health. If you're too casual, you become a casualty. You got to give yourself time to relax. You can't just be running all the time. It's time to run and time to rest. You got to give yourself a break, not just emotionally, but, physically. Like, I'm going on a cruise in 10 days. So that's a nice break. I'm giving myself a reward. So you need to give yourself some celebration. Like, wow, I achieved this. And you might think, yeah, but look at all the times you've messed up and you blew it. Well, so what? As long as you win in the end, doesn't matter how many times you didn't get the results you want. And by the way, saying the word fail is not the best word to use because it has a negative connotation. Better say, I just didn't get the results I wanted. So that's more neutral. It doesn't imply something about your identity. Because if you fail a lot, that means you are a failure. Now you start identifying with being a failure. So now it's inevitable. You can't help but fail because that's who you are. So stop using that F word, failing. And just use that neutral word, hey, I didn't get the results I want. Now, if you do get the results you want, you made $1,000 that week, hey, so you got good results. If you didn't hit your goal, well, you didn't get the results you wanted. So you got to give yourself credit. You got to give yourself more time. You got to give yourself the gift of like a vacation. You got to give yourself things that empower you, like giving yourself a coach or a mentor, giving yourself a gift of a good book that can empower you. I mean, I read a lot of books because it adds to my expertise, adds to my skill level, gives me more clarity and better perspective. Sometimes I go on, I find books I'm interested in, I order, 1, 2, 3 books a month, and I read them. I don't just put them on the shelf, I read them. And reading one, as Jim Rohn says, the book you don't read won't help you. But the book you read won't help you either if you don't actually implement it. So as a giver, give yourself some books. Give yourself some seminars. Go to workshops. Maybe a mastermind group. I made a lot of investments, financial investments, and most of them haven't panned out because I was too trusting, a little too arrogant. I didn't get outside advice. And most of my investments did not work out, lost at all. But the best investment that's paid off the most was when I invested in myself. I paid $25,000 for a 3-year training with Mike Smith, the Freedom Workshop. That was $1,000. And then the Mastery of Coaching. That changed my life. That was better than winning the lottery. So you want to be giving to yourself what you need. You need to give your body good nutrition. You need to give yourself good sleep. Healthy thoughts, positive mental attitude. You need to be optimistic. A lot of people are pessimistic. So that essential element of being a giver towards yourself. And like I've already mentioned, you need to be a giver towards other people and towards God. Give God credit. Give God honor and glory. Give him worship. Because that's who, if we want to have the best life possible, we've got to be coming from that place of being a giver. Not just giving, that's good, but you want that to be who you are, being a giver. And if you're involved in a business, that's especially more in a marriage or any relationship, coming from that place, that mindset of being a giver empowers you and gives you more influence, more receptivity, people more open, you connect better, you get more attention, that's positive, you get more appreciation, you get more affirmation, because like the Bible says, whatever a person sows, so will he also reap. So if you are sowing good, you reap good. If you're sowing giving, you're going to get more giving back. Now, you don't do that just to get more back. You do it because that's the way life is supposed to work. That optimizes life, being a lover, being a giver. So I think that's so incredibly important. And I'm concerned that most people don't think throughout the day, like, well, how can I be a better giver? It's more like, how can I get more? And I'm saying, if you are thinking more towards what can you get, and that's not totally wrong, but it has to operate within the context of being a giver. So if you think in terms of how can I give more, how can I help more, how can I serve more, you end up getting more just as a natural outcome, not because you're trying to do that. Now, there's nothing wrong with having goals. If you want to be making $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month or $1 million a year, that's good. But just make sure you're doing it with the right attitude. You're doing this to help people, not just to make the money. The money is supposed to be a measurement of the value that you created. So if you create $50,000 worth of value, well, that's what you should earn. If you create $1 million worth of value, then that's what you should earn. So that's the message for today. Your secret sauce, your secret weapon, or your superpower is not just to give. I'm not saying to start giving more. Add it to your list and saying, shift to a paradigm shift of seeing yourself as a giver, or the other more important word, see yourself as a lover, of God and others. And out of being a lover, then you are a giver. And that makes it a win-win for everybody. Everybody comes out ahead, including if you're in a business situation or a love project, like I'm calling it. You'll actually make more money because people will like you more, they'll trust you more. People like to do business with people that they know, like, and trust. So the more they see you and experience you as a giver, guess what? They're going to like you better. They're going to trust you more. More likely to do business. More likely to get referrals. More likely to be productive. More likely to give you what you would like, which is their time and their commitment and, their productivity. And when they do that, who wins? Everybody wins. You win, they win, the customer wins. And if we're doing it for God, God wins. That's the ultimate win, making God happy. Everything works out better if you keep God happy. This is a funny thing. If the wife isn't happy, nobody's happy. So And so we want to give in a way that blesses people. People are happier. They have a better life. And especially, like I said, like, I don't know, 10, 20 times here already, just repetitions of the learning. Make this your identity. You are a giver. You are a lover. And this will optimize your life. I guarantee it. Even God says to us what it says in the Bible. And the disciples were arguing over who's the greatest in the kingdom. Jesus said, well, one is the greatest, the one who's the greatest servant of all. Well, what does a servant do? Servant gives. He serves, he gives. He gives time and energy. So if you want to be great in any respect, you've got to be that servant, be the giver. That's the mentality. The Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of fear or mindset of fear, which most people have, unfortunately, but the mindset of love, power, and a sound mind. So if you want to have more power, you know, that sort of part of the mixture here, you have to have that mindset of being a lover and a giver, and that applies in every area of your life. Your finances, your business, your marriage, with your children, your grandchildren, with your neighbors, with everybody. Okay, I'm pretty repetitive, just to really drive this through so you remember this as the final lesson here in the secrets of the ring, the R-I-N-G. And so if you like this episode, I think you'll really like the others. So I would, like Peter said, go back and do the others. They're affordable. They're free. And it will make a difference for you. Because I only talk about what I've learned and experienced that made a difference for me. So I already tested this stuff out. I know it works. And plus, all this stuff is really in the Bible anyway. It's just that's what I did for it. So I think that's it for tonight. So I hope it's helpful. And I know it. I'm going to say it this way. I know everything I've said will not make any difference for you at all, will not be helpful if you don't embrace it and integrate it, implement it. But if you do, the reward can be like off the chart. It can make all the difference for your life. It's like you use it or lose it. So if you want to use this stuff, take it personally. And ideally, if you want to make changes, you want to get an accountability partner, someone that you can have accountability with. Hey, I'm working on changing my mindset, changing my attitude. I need to have better habits, need to be more consistent, or whatever it is, and create accountability, and that powers you. Whatever is reported and measured increases dramatically. So, and all that in the context of being a giver. So that's it for tonight. Peter, any comments or questions?
Nope. Excellent information as usual. People will want to know how to get in touch with you so they can, you know, take advantage of some of the wisdom that you're spreading with them. So how do they get in touch with you?
Well, it's real easy. Just use that give word. Just give me a call or text me at this number, 360-583-2227. So call or text me anytime, day or night. If I'm asleep, the phone's off, so it won't bother me. 360-583-2227. And I guarantee that I can't help you if you don't call, or if you call and you don't listen. I guarantee I can help you if you do call. Even if you love the company you're with or business, I can probably help you just do better in whatever you're already doing. Or maybe you're looking for something better where you can more significantly help people make more money faster. You know, that's a possibility too. So we're going to have a conversation for possibilities and see how I can give into your life, how I can I practice what I preach. And I can impart to you, help and give you some guidance. That's a good word, Peter, right? Guidance.
Yep.
And encouragement. So anyway, so thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Love you all. God bless you. And we'll be here next week starting a new acronym. It's going to be ACE, A-C-E, and I think it's going to be great stuff. So too good to miss. Okay, thanks, Peter. God bless y'all.
Excellent. Okay. Yep. So check them out. Go to buildingfortressradio.com/Ray-Gebauer, and you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous ones. And I'm looking forward to next week's sessions when we do the acronym ACE, A-C-E. We'll catch you next week on Building Fortunes Radio.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.